Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, thank you that we have this opportunity to come together, to take a Sunday morning, hushed from the busyness of the week, from the normal things, to come together, to worship you, praise you, to share with each other, to see a smile on a face that is in the journey with us, to know a place of sanctuary where we know your peace is at work, where your Holy Spirit is at work, and it reminds us that we're not on this journey alone. And that we're part of a family. As God our Father, Christ our Savior, and the Holy Spirit to empower us and lead us. So Father, as we come this morning, we come as your children, brothers and sisters. And we lift our hearts before you, seeking forgiveness for sin, seeking strength to forgive others, bringing our hearts heavy laden with many cares and concerns, problems and situations, uncertainties, restlessness, grief, all of the things with which we struggle on a daily basis. Maybe we try to push it aside and put on a stiff upper lip. But for each one of us, there's something there. Silently pulling at us, tugging at us. Hear our hearts this morning. Some of those needs we've lifted aloud, but some of them flood our mind when it's quiet. We find ourselves in a place of prayer. So, Father, as we lift these needs up, we also lift up on this day of prayer declared for Texas and for those in this country who suffer from the disasters, that we pray for one another. Father, we do pray for our nation, our community, our church, and other churches. But Father, what do we pray for? We pray that your will be done. And that you move within us that that will may be accomplished. That we are truly your hands and feet, the instruments of love and grace, exemplifying Christ in us to the world around us. That the sabers not be drawn, and that the rattling cease. And that a nation which seems divided would realize we're all in this together, this great experiment. Father, that we would learn the principles that mark us uniquely as Christians, and that they would know us by our love. Father, give us the strength to serve and to pray for one another, to go that extra mile, to take a little extra time. As we pray for our church and communities, our nation and nations around the world. Father, it's not all bad, and let us always remember that there's good being done. Families loving each other. Communities coming together. Despite what the adversary may want us to think, we are created in the image of God, the Imago Dei. We can choose to love, to help. And Father, we can see that in some of the news reports as people from other states have arrived, taking time off from work, away from family, to help people they don't even know. So, Father, strengthen us in our prayers. Strengthen us in our purpose. Strengthen us in our call. Strengthen us in our service. Empower us to live a life that others would see you in us. And now, with the confidence of children, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.